The fighting still rages in Iraq. Yesterday, government forces launched an offensive against the Sunni insurgent group ISIS in the northern cities of Tikrit and Mosul. There are conflicting reports of how far the military has advanced in Tikrit. Mosul remains under insurgent control. These are names familiar to many U.S. veterans of the Iraq War. 10 years ago, thousands of U.S. soldiers fought in the same cities. One of those soldiers was Jason Hansman. In 2004, he was a sergeant in the U.S. Army Reserves, part of a small battalion of civil affairs specialists.
Our mission was, fairly simple, was to liaise with the Iraqi nationals and then do some reconstruction projects. So all the roads, the building, the schools, medical clinics that were destroyed in the lead up to the war and in the war itself, it was our responsibility to do that rebuilding.
Hansman's battalion deployed to the northern city of Mosul in the fall of 2004.
2004 was a bad time to be anywhere in Iraq. But in the cities like Fallujah and Mosul and Baghdad, it was, I think, especially bad. We got there in the fall in September, and by November, it was a full-fledged insurgency. Every single police station burned to the ground. So it was a little hairy, to say the least.
In December of that year, 4 days before Christmas, a suicide bomber bombed a mess hall at an army base in Mosul and killed 22 people, including 14 U.S. soldiers. In early 2005, the violence began to subside. Hansman and his unit went about rebuilding what had been destroyed.
A bridge. We built this wonderful bridge just outside of one of our bases in the southern part of the town. I remember it was one of the few projects I saw from beginning to end. And, it was just a simple bridge. But, when we're talking about commerce and making sure people have the freedom of movement and travel, it had a huge difference in the lives of Iraqis and, of course, American troops.
When Hansman returned home in 2005, he says he felt a sense of pride at what he had accomplished. And he moved on with his life. He had used his Army Reserve job to help pay for college. He got a job with the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, helping support other vets. Then, earlier this month, he was driving to work when he heard the news. Sunni insurgents had overrun Mosul.
It was tough. I'll be honest with you. Shocking. Certainly didn't expect, a city that, I'd spent almost 10 months in, and care still very deeply about to have it fall to, a fresh round of insurgents is, it's tough to watch, and it's tough to, really see the reactions or read the reactions of other vets as they struggle through this time.
Do you see anything in the news coverage now, images of the city that are especially hard for you to see?
Not hard. What I will say is, there was one video, I think it was an Iraqi civilian who was filming it going through the streets of Mosul. And I remember seeing it on one of the guys I served with in Iraq, his Facebook page. And we all, I can imagine the look on their face because it was the same look on my face where it's like, that looks really familiar. That looks really, really familiar. And that's, that's kind of tough, especially, it looks like the time that we were there during, the fall when, the entire city was in an uproar.
And you're currently a case manager for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And obviously you talk to a lot of veterans as part of your job. What other things have you heard from people who have served in Iraq?
It's people struggling to deal with this, struggling to find out how to feel. But I got this one email from this one member, and he was like, how am I supposed to feel? Like, tell me how am I supposed to feel about, not just, Mosul falling and, the insurgents, essentially taking over a good portion of Iraq. But how am I supposed to feel about, new troops going to Iraq, advisors, quote unquote, advisors going to Iraq? How are we supposed to feel about that? And I think that's, one of the struggles we're seeing within the community right now is, collectively trying to figure out how do we feel about what's going on there and how does that affect or does it affect the time that we spent there?
That guy that you heard from there who asked you, how am I supposed to feel, what'd you tell him?
I basically told him, I can't tell you how you should feel. I will tell you how I feel. It's a trying time. It's a trying time for me. It's probably going to be a trying time for you, but not having any feelings is not a bad thing.
Jason Hansman served in Mosul, Iraq in 2004 and 2005. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.